So in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And if you unfold the word end, you see boundary. You unfold the word beginning, you see to crack open like an egg. You also see forehead, the first, the primary. Primary is before Mary. Jesus in 3D came after Mary, through Mary, but he was before Mary. Just like he told the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am. Before you were, Jesus was. You are a person per the Son. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the boundary. That is the boundary. You can't pass that. You can't surpass it. That's why the Bible says when you see him face to face, you'll be like him. So the word face actually goes back to beginning because it goes back to your forehead. And if you unfold the word beginning, you'll see another word, which is your forehead and face, face to face. To crack open, to start, to commence, to begin. And if you unfold the word begin, the beginning, it goes back to Jin. You know, they used to have a cartoon where it was like a genie, right? A genie is the beginning. The Jin could do some kind of magic and make something to appear. Well, the real one is God. So when an author, and also the word beginning goes back to an author, A-U-T-H-O-R, someone who writes a novel, something new. The word novel goes back to new, something new. The stuff that I'm revealing is new. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Because I spent my whole life looking for the truth, and then finally, the Shekinah glory showed up and downloaded this stuff to me. You'll hear something similar. I mean, if you're teaching if somebody's teaching the Bible, it's the same thing I'm teaching. I decoded the 3D that it's a 3D version of the Bible. When Jesus split space-time, he came down here, but the book, the scripture, the Bible was written about him, and he followed the script to a T. Notice what I just said. He followed the script to a T. He split space-time, ripped. Script has a T at the end. The letter S is integration, summation. The scripture reveals Jesus, and he followed the script to the T. He was ripped and torn down here. He split space-time, but he also commenced and he opened it up and he started space-time. He started this cycle. The way I was able to decode that this is a simulation, one at the beginning of that was when I looked up the word turn, it took me, so I decoded this thing down to cut, turn, union, and flow, right? I might need to add a word like to burn or to fire, the fire, but even burn goes back to breaking things back to its original pieces. So when you burn something, you're breaking it apart. So it's really cut, the same word. So cut, turn, union, flow are the four root words. And so what happened was I hit those four root words and I started meditating on that. And so the word turn is the same word. So when you go to one of these manufacturing plants that have a turning machine, a milling machine. So you put something on the turning machine. It's called a Turing machine, T-U-R-I-N-G. And so the word turning is T-U-R-N-I-N-G. Same word. It means to turn something, to turn it. So the Turing machine, it could be a mathematical Turing machine. It could be a computer or whatever. It cranks out a product, a produce. So if I go up the street here, there's a shop up here that has them. If I went up there and I took a piece of metal and I said, I want you to make me something according to a cylinder or something. They'd put on that Turing machine and they would have a blade, and they would take that metal, and it could be wood or metal or whatever, and they would turn it, and that little piece would be cutting out the indentions on that piece of metal or wood. You could make, even if you turned a leg for a table or a leg for a chair, it's the Turing machine, the CNC machine. CNC is the cutting and turning machine. Just Google it in. So when I was studying that it's a I started seeing the hologram is even when you Google something. Every word that you speak, everything that you Google, it's according to the words. So I realized the words are the hologram, because if you Google something, it has to, let's say you Google face to face, you'll pull up something eventually that shows people having tea, face-to-face, tea time. And so that's the face-to-face, tea. T-E is, if you Google T-E, it means to connect. And T is the cross, E is the spirit, and A is the blood, T-E-A. So T is the cross, E is the spirit, A is the blood. So how do you connect with God? Through the cross, through the spirit, through the blood covering. So you have to have tea time with God is face-to-face. Through what Jesus did at the cross, the blood of his cross, and by his spirit. And so when you go face to face with somebody, it's a beginning of a conversation. When you crack open an egg, it's the beginning of cooking you some eggs. When you crack open something, it's the beginning. There's the boundary. Jesus is the beginning. He's the boundary. Jesus is the end. He's the boundary. Back to what I was saying about the author. You might need to play this two or three, four or five times, you know, slow it down. Jesus is the author, the beginning and the finisher, the author of your salvation. So when a person writes a novel, something new, Jesus created something new down here, per the Son, human, different hues, different shades, personality, per the Son, you have different personalities, but you're following in series after Jesus. So when Jesus wrote this script down here, he knew he was going to have to split space-time, come down here and fulfill the script to show us the way. What is the way? Walking in the Spirit, believing on him by faith, faith alone in Jesus alone. And then you just walk in love, agape love, and you walk in truth. That's walking in the Spirit. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Are you going to mess up? Yes. Are you perfect? No. Jesus is perfect. That's why you need the blood covering. You're under the blood. But because you want to be like Jesus, that's why you're perfect from glory to glory. So when you see him, you'll be like him. But he wrote the novel. Novel means new. He wrote the novel of this earth, time and space experience. And so there's a beginning and there's an end. But the Bible says world without end. So what does that mean? There's a new heaven and new earth. He wrote the novel. It's a birthing machine. It's a copyright. Where do you think where the word copyright comes from? It was written. It is written. It's a copy. It's a copy. You're made in the image of God, a copy. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. You got the earnest of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a perfect image of Jesus. So you got the earnest of the Spirit. You have spiritual gifts. So it's a copyright. It's written. It is finished. So it's a reproduction. It's in series. It's in sequence after. So when somebody makes a Batman movie, later on, 10 years ago, somebody else makes a Batman movie. And then 10 years later, somebody makes a Batman movie. It's a copy machine. The Turing machine down here at the machine shop. I write it on a set of blueprints. I want this table leg or this chair leg. I want this birthed out of your Turing machine. I want it printed. So I take the blueprints. I put it on the machine. I go cut a piece of wood off a tree, and I take it down there. They put it on the machine, and they turn out copies of the blueprint. So God is turning out copies of His Son. That's why you're in time as ambassadors for Christ inside time. You were left behind because you're in series, in sequence after Jesus. And so you know the truth, you speak the truth, you have the truth. The truth dwells in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you have the truth, and the world around you has no truth. That's why it's a death cult. But Jesus split space-time, came down into the darkness, the death cult, but they received Him not. He came unto His own received Him not. And so He split space-time. Look how at night, how the universe is dark. But when the sun comes up, Jesus is the sun, S-O-N, but when the S-U-N comes up, the light has to flee. When you turn the light switch on, the sun goes away. I mean, the darkness goes away and the light shines. But when the sun goes down, the darkness comes back. So there's your cycles. And so the cycle of the universe is no different than the cycle in that Turing machine at that machine shop. And so that machine shop is a fractal holographic view of what's happening in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. It's a fractal holographic story. And so you can look at the machine shop and the Turing machine, the CNC machine, CNC Turing machine. Hello? CNC Turing machine. CNC. You want to see inside? You want to inside see? You want some inside information? The Holy Spirit. So when you look at the Turing machine, the CNC machine at this machine shop down the street is no different than any other machine shop in the whole world, but it's also a fractal of the universe, and what's happening as the cycle of time turns, it's birthing in copies of Jesus made in His image, and you're being sanctified as you go through your daily repeat cycle routine, which gets boring on the outside, because everything on the outside, nothing changes. So what changes is your inner man, your inner person. And speaking of that, why does the Bible say in mankind? Because Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in as a type and shadow of the human being cut out from God, being cut back in. So you can look at the male-female relationship, and you can actually see a fractal holographic view of what God is doing in the spirit realm. God is bringing man, who's a piece cut off from Jesus, the person, piece cut off, bringing mankind back through Jesus, back to God. There's a one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the words, the codes, the cognates, the etymology, the beginning and the end, opening up, unfolding these words, and the word beginning also means to derive from. So Jesus is the beginning, and everything in front of you derives from Jesus, and all the 3D objects in front of you are object lessons, and they're projections from the spirit realm, which is 5D. And so when you touch something, I touch the steering wheel, it's a projection. And I need something that projects from the spirit realm to turn me back to a spiritual creature. And so these objects I'm face to face with are actually derivatives from the spirit plane, which derives from Jesus. And so these objects are face to face experiences to turn my inner man back into a spiritual, born again, spirit filled copy of Jesus, walking down here as an ambassador. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Who can, in Romans 7 and 8, he tells you how the spirit walk is supposed to work. You put no confidence in the flesh. When you mess up, it's your old Adam. It's not you anymore. Do you still need to say, Lord, forgive me? Yeah. Keep short accounts. That's part of walking in the spirit. But you're a new creature in Christ. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You know all things, the Bible says, because you have the mind of Christ. If you know all things, you have the mind of Christ, and you're walking it out in 3D, then you have the power. And so when you're face to face with somebody who's just a flesh creature, who's ignorant, who has no biblical knowledge, no spiritual truth, or they could be a new age person, they're still ignorant. They have no eternal life in them. So when you're facing off with them, you don't have to fear them. You really kind of have pity on them in a way, condescend to men of low estate. So your high estate is spiritual. They might be rich and you might be poor. They might have a nice house, nice car, nice job. They might be more healthy or whatever. They might have all the, which they don't, it's just an image. They might have all the prep, when you put a spread out for food. They might have all the peripherals that look like they got it together. But if they're not born again, they ain't got nothing together. If they don't have any biblical knowledge and can't rightly divide the word of truth, they have nothing together, because it's all bringing all the parts together into oneness and wholeness. And you can't be whole unless you see the whole truth. And what is the whole truth? Jesus is the whole truth. Christ in you, the Holy Spirit, the sanctification process, you're justified by faith, and you go through this repeat daily time cycle as a sanctification process, and you're going to be glorified. You're already seated in the heavenly, so your earth body is going to be transformed, and it's going to the grave. You're going to just get your new body, really. And so what's going to happen is, just like Enoch, he was translated, and you're gone. You leave this earth plane and you move to the spirit plane. But this earth plane is needed. So there's a tendency when you see the code, when you see past this simulation, there's a tendency to not have compassion on the humans and the people who are not spirit-filled or born again, or the people who are still caught up in the Draco Ma drama system. People are still in time, really. If you want to be rich, just act rich now. If you want to be successful, act successful now. Everything is the now. You're already seated in the heavenlies. It really doesn't matter. But you want to be a representative, represent. You want to represent what? Christ. The transformation process is the Holy Spirit in you, and it's He does it. He that began a good work in you will finish it. He does all the justification. He does the sanctification. He does the glorification. But what is your role down here in the scroll? What is your role in the script? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why does the Bible say that? Because your mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mind is spirit. Your body's going to the grave. Now, because you have a new spirit, the spirit quickens you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies, Romans 8. So you have the spirit. The spirit of the man is what sustains the man. And so what's happening here, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What is every word? Pretty much everything. Yes, it's the Bible. Yes, it's the 66 books compiled together. Yes, it's better to read the King James. But right in front of you is another Bible. It's a 3D version of it. Because when I look at this house or this car, it's many parts that make the whole. And what does that represent? It represents the body of Christ or many parts to make the whole. When you taste one piece of a pie, it tastes like the other pieces of the pie. If you take a pie and split it into 12 pieces and you taste it and you grab another piece, it tastes the same. And so each member in the body of Christ has the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of truth bears witness with the other saints. They can be from another city, state, country, whatever, culture. Once they get born again, they have the same spirit, and it's the same taste. When they open your mouth, it's a savor of life. But when the lost open their mouth, it's a savor of death. When we speak the gospel that Jesus alone saves, then it's a savor of life to the born again. But when we open our mouth and preach the gospel, it tastes like death to the ones going to hell because it repels them. They can't stand it because of the conviction of sin. They've rejected life. And those who reject life choose death. This is why you can't yoke up with the unsaved. You can't yoke up with the unsaved. You can't yoke up with Jezebel. You can't yoke up with Delilah. You can't yoke up with the New Age. You can't yoke up with the narcissist. You can't yoke up with a sociopath, a psychopath. You can't yoke up with an ecumenical person. You can't yoke up with a religious but lost. You can't yoke up with a legalist. If you're in a legalist church, you're eventually, if you have the truth, you're eventually going to leave the church system if it's a legalist system. And eventually you're going to peel off all the layers of the onion after many tears and many questions. And you've knocked, you've sought, you knock, seek, and ask. And as God unveils it, He unfolds it. And He reveals it to you, the revelation of the Jesus being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the boundary. And the boundary is face to face with Jesus. That's why you see in Revelation 4, I'm pretty sure it's 4. It's been a while since I read Revelation, but it's been, I think it's 4, where the saints in heaven fall down and cast their crowns to the feet of Jesus. Because it's, what are they saying? They're saying that Jesus, all the crowns, the 5 crowns that they won down here on earth, all the crowns that they accumulated, it wasn't their works, it was Christ working through them. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, cracking open the egg, the boundary, face to face, your forehead. When you face off with a person, you're face to face, tea time, your communication, communion, together union. So when you talk to the lost, when you talk to the unsaved, when you talk to the whoever that's not in the truth, you know that you're dealing with somebody who's still in the flesh, and the flesh is nothing but sin. And so to have compassion on them is knowing where God developed you from and brought you. The Bible says, condescend to men of low estate. And so the tendency is to say, I'm tired of these people. These people are getting on my nerves. These people are crazy. I can't stand to be around them. Which you're not supposed to yoke with them, but you do have to rub shoulders down here with them. You got to go to work. You got to go to the grocery store. You got to do something down here. You got to function down here. And notice the word function. F is the flesh. F, you, F, this, whatever. 666. The letter F is the number 6. F is the flesh. Selfish. Do flesh in an anagram backwards. It means self. The flesh is nothing but self. But when you function down here, you're in the flesh, but you have the unction of the Spirit. Functioning down here in 3D while you're still in this natural body, the flesh, but you have the unction of the Spirit to function down here in the flesh. When you look at a function in mathematics, it's the same thing. F of X. So the letter F is the flesh. So you got an integration sign, F of X dx, right? Or you just have a function, F of X. And so X is what? Take up your cross. X is the cross, Alpha to Omega, A to Z. The letter X is taking up your cross. And so F is your function. F of X is your function down here. And so how do you function down here and do your duty, do your calling, do your role, do whatever God has called you to do? How do you function down here? It's not by your power, but it's by the unction of the Spirit. The alphabet reveals the whole history of the world. I've decoded it. From A to Z, it reveals. The A is the blood. Z is the boomerang. It's all revealed in the alphabet. QRST is Christos. T is the cross. I've decoded history through the alphabet. And it's just a cycle repeat. It's a rinse and repeat cycle right now. I'm not talking about reincarnation, but I'm talking about your daily rinse and recycle. I don't believe in reincarnation. I believe that the spiritual gifts are in other people as a fractal hologram. So when I die, the gift that I have, somebody else across the world, they might even have it now. But somebody's going to have that same similar gift. It might not be exact, but the spiritual gifts, that's why they asked. They said, they told John the Baptist, said, are you Elijah? No, there's no reincarnation. But I'm one that cries in the wilderness. I'm not Elijah. You're not Elijah, but you might be one crying in the city. John the Baptist, you're not John the Baptist. You're one crying. John, he was the one crying in the wilderness, but you're the one crying in the city or in your house or on your job or in your community or on the internet or wherever you're crying. Get saved. Get saved. The cycle system is a psyop. It's a psych. God is doing a psyop on you through the cycles, psy. It's unseen. God is doing an unseen psyop on you to birth you, to sanctify you into the image of Jesus. And you step into this by faith, by choice. God gives you a free will. If you want more truth, he'll give you more truth. It's your choice. But he's going to, you know, the more you have, the more truth you have, the more responsible you are. What does that really mean? It just means, really, what it really means. I mean, nobody's perfect. But what it means is you renew your mind. You're going to start thinking different. And if you think different, you're going to act different. So every decision, if you base it on what you really know, and you don't forget who you are, you're going to be walking in the Spirit just by default. You don't even have to try. If you've renewed your mind to the mind of Christ and you know about the Spirit walk and you know what you're supposed to do, it's just your default functioning down here. It's your unction by his power. Now you might leave the unction back into the F for a season, but it's not who you are because you're seated in the heavenly. You keep short accounts. If you mess up, you say, I'm sorry. If you did something to somebody you shouldn't have done, apologize. If you can, sometimes you can't go back and do it. It is what it is, you know. Sometimes even the phrase, it is what it is. I mean, that phrase has deeper truth in it. It is information technology. It is what it is. Is to be. It is information technology to be. Information technology is hitting you face to face every moment of your day. It's informing you as you eat and drink of this 3D experience. You're being changed in the inner man to be. Jesus is the I am. You're being changed into his image. And so you're learning to be in the now. You're learning to have the mind of Christ. You're learning to walk in the Spirit, because walking under law is walking in the flesh. If you ever start to see policemen show up in your holographic experience, that means you're probably in the flesh, or somebody around you is trying to pull you in the flesh. Seriously, I experienced this recently, where I noticed somebody showed up in my world, right? My holographic experience in the 3D. And as soon as this person showed up, the police started just showing up everywhere. I thought, where are all these policemen coming from? I thought, is this some kind of conspiracy? It feels like a conspiracy, but it's a holographic program. And so if somebody's trying to get into your world who's a flesh creature pretending to be a spirit creature, the police are going to start appearing because it's a holographic reflection. And so let's say you're rubbing shoulders with a what'd Paul say? He said they come to steal out your liberty, but they're not of you. The false brethren. And so somebody comes in and says, "Oh, I'm like you." But then all of a sudden policemen start showing up everywhere. Every time you go down to the stop sign or stoplight, you see a police car. And you notice a pattern that this person just showed up in your world and policemen start showing up. It's an attack to pull you out of the spirit walk into the flesh walk. It has to be a reflection on the outside, because what's happening on the inside, your inside, that other person's inside, has to reflect in the hologram. It has to reflect. And so if just like reading the Bible, and the Bible protects you, if you read the book of Proverbs, you can be protected from the scorner. But just like you can read the Bible and be protected from the scorner, the Jezebel, the Delilah, and the psychopath, you can also be protected by observing the holographic experience on your daily routine, because it has to reflect from their heart and their mind, because this is a spiritual reality. It manifests as 3D, but it's all spirit. The words I speak are spirit and life, Jesus said. And so if Jesus spoke it all into existence, everything in front of you is spiritual, but you experience it as natural, but it has a spiritual origin. So if you pay attention to your surroundings, you have spiritual insight of what's going on in the heart of man, the mind of man, the heart of a woman, the mind of a woman, the heart of your neighbor, the mind of a neighbor. I'm not saying you necessarily can read their mind, but you can see the holographic reflections. If there are troubles, you can actually see trouble before it happens. And all you have to do is listen to their words, really. But when their words contradict their actions, that's when you have an agent. The agent usually shows up, and their actions, they're master. There's some master deceivers out there. There's master manipulators out there. And these are the ones who are the shapeshifters. These are the reptilian shapeshifters. I'm not saying they're reptiles, but I'm saying they sold their soul to the devil, pretty much. They're human. Anybody can be saved, but they pretty much are possessed by choice, you know. They are agents of the hive. Like when a salesman comes up and tries to sell you something you don't need. You got to have this new car. You can just tell by the way he's talking. He don't care about you. That salesman only cares about that profit and then putting you in debt. You understand? He makes his $500 bonus by selling a car, $1,000, whatever, by putting you in debt for 10 years or whatever it is. He's a reptilian shapeshifter. He's a shark. If you look at the way the universe is supposed to work, it flows through you and it benefits you and it benefits others around you. If somebody's a shark and everything they're doing is stealing, killing, destroying, and they don't understand things flow through them, they're selfish. They're in the flesh. They have no unction. They can't function in society. And because they can't function, they have to vampire off of ignorant people. And God doesn't want you to be ignorant. Read the book of Proverbs to find the scorner. Read the book of Proverbs to see the agents. Memorize the book of Proverbs. And you'll see. When the lazy person shows up, 99.999% chance that they're also a vampire. If somebody around you is lazy, they're vampiring off of somebody. If somebody was raised by parents who never disciplined or spanked them, they're pretty much going to be like a psychic vampire. When you see a psychic vampire, emotional psychic vampire, they're actually going to be a vampire in the natural too, financial and everything. They're going to be a vampire as a fractal holographic experience at every level. 1D, 2D, 3D, 5D, they're going to steal your stuff. Your created stuff. You create a free energy device, they're going to try to steal it. You create some kind of invention or a mailbox business, they're gonna try to duplicate it. I created a mailbox business. And the ex, she was saying stuff that made me realize she was trying to get, you know, we had to do something. I don't remember what it was. Finalize something. She said, you know, that mailbox business you did, that's pretty much. She was revealing that she tried to get some other dude to do it and he couldn't do it. She said, that mailbox business where you were making all that money, she said, that's your gift. That's a gift that you have. Exactly. You can't have a vampire who's lazy and who didn't invent a system to know how the system works and have it sustain itself. They might see how it works, but they can't sustain it because it's not a drive within them. Tesla guy, Musk had a drive to create Tesla. And other people don't have that drive. If you create something, it's because you have the drive. And somebody can try to duplicate it, but they don't have the drive. They don't have the unction of the spirit. And so whatever you find to do, do it with all your might. And when people try to stop you, don't let them stop you because it's in you. It's your drive. It's your function down here. It's what you're called to do. And other people around you will try to distract you, especially when you're zero pointed in on that. You're in the flow. You're in the zone. You're zeroed in on your goal. And don't let them distract you. But they're going to show up because that's just the test to see if you're serious about it. How bad do you want it? You know, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to get to heaven? How much do you want the truth? How bad do you want the truth? How bad do you want to be free? If the truth will set you free, how bad do you want it? Lord, show me the truth. I want to be free from all these lies, all these churches that are lying, all these isms and cults that are lying, the cults and the isms and the fake preachers and all that stuff. It's real. You're surrounded by lies. And what are the lies to bring you back into bondage? Because the truth sets you free. And so whether it's a Jezebel, Delilah, a narcissist, a fake preacher, a fake cult, a fake ism, the New Age movement, the Gematria movement, the witches, the warlocks, I could list 1,000 of them. All these movements that try to tell you a lie that doesn't line up with scripture, they're trying to bring you in bondage or slavery. That's all. But once you have Jesus and you're free, rest in that. He that began a good work will finish it. So as you go through your daily routine, your daily cycle, your daily experience, know that it's a sanctification Turing machine to turn out copies of Jesus. And so that's it. And so you already won. You just experienced. The word experience is E-X-P-E-R-I. E-X means out, P-E-R-I. The peripheral, the perimeter. So the perimeter, the holographic experience out in front of you, no matter where you are or what you're doing, it's a perimeter, E-N-C-E, in the spirit walk. So the experience is to move you, to outcall you into the spirit walk, your identity in Jesus. That's the whole purpose of this 3D experience, to move you to the letter C, which is agape. The letter E is the spirit walk. So the experience, EX, is to outcall you, perimeter, as you're walking around and the holograms revolving around you, E-N-C-E-N, the C-E experience, which is what? The spirit walk. So the whole purpose of your daily routine, round the mountain, going around, it's not a negative. It's a negative if you're in the flesh mind, but if you're in the spirit mind, it's a positive because you can say, hey, what is God showing me today? How is God changing me today? How is God renewing me today? You messed up yesterday. God knows it. You know it. Other people might know it, but they usually don't. But you know it deep down. And so you don't have to live in the past. You keep short accounts. You get up and you wash your face. The sun rises. His mercies are new every morning. You get up and you start over. You start again. But if you hang out with people that bring up your past, you'll never grow. If somebody's bringing up your past, say, stop it. That person's no longer me. Quit it. Because they're trying to put you back under some kind of guilt, shame, condemnation. But Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Long story short, enjoy the hologram, because the word hologram means holy writ. And enjoy the experience, because the perimeter that you're in, the boundaries, Jesus is the boundary, but he gave you boundaries for a reason, to protect you, to birth you. Your gifts and your abilities and the lack of gifts or lack of abilities are boundaries for now to protect you from going into something you shouldn't have gone into. Praise God at all times. Be thankful at all times because he's given you these boundaries to protect you and to birth you and to grow you. And authority figures are for your good, even if it's a bad authority. If it's really bad, God will either remove them or remove you. Long story short, just walk by faith because it's finished. And it was finished before the foundation of the world.